Last month, StoryCorps spent a day at the White House recording stories with Joining Forces, the national effort to support services members and their families that's spearheaded by Michelle Obama and Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah. Because you're not living in a military community.
Exactly. And it is different than being on a base because there may be neighbors that don't even know that you have a loved one who is deployed and that you're managing the house, children, and everything.
That's Carol Reese, the wife of a combat medic, speaking with Michelle Obama and Jill Biden. Staff Sergeant John Meadows also recorded an interview that day. He was deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan and was injured multiple times and suffers from a traumatic brain injury. He sat down for StoryCorps with his wife, Melissa.
9/11 happened, and it was just like something inside of me said, you know, I got to do my part. This is awful.
We got the notice you were going to Iraq. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I was very excited, but...
It wasn't such a wonderful adventure, was it?
No, it wasn't.
You got hurt when you were in Afghanistan this last time. What happened on that incident?
We were supporting a special forces unit. We drove right over the IED. And my driver floored it. And my body slammed so hard up against the top of the vehicle. It felt like I had a knife stuck in like the middle of my brain.
I could tell on the phone something was different with you. And then you came home. We slowly discovered that you had a significant brain injury. Dr. Weber had described you as an advanced Alzheimer's patient. You couldn't have a conversation. You couldn't follow one-step instructions. You were almost catatonic at times.
That's got to bother you, don't it?
Sometimes it does. It does.
Do you think you would ever want to give up?
No, absolutely not. Your mission is to get better.
And that's what I'm trying to do. And it's so hard to say I need help. I can't soldier it up anymore. I have to be somebody that wants to be healed. And now we're working with my PTSD, which is a different thing. The only way to treat that is I have to talk about it too.
Absolutely.
I remember we were going on a mission and my good friend, Staff Sergeant William Beardsley, he took my place. He decided that he wanted to go on the mission, so I'm like, okay, yeah, go ahead. And he went and got killed. That was the hardest moment in my life. And I was ashamed because I was glad it wasn't me. Then I had the guilt, like, if I went on the mission, it wouldn't have been him. I had a picture of him, and I had it everywhere I went. And now I put him on my bookshelf. It was my buddy who got killed. I can never get over that.